into the word of the Lord. Father God, we come to you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, for every blessing that you've given us. We thank you for the blessings that are on the way. We thank you for your mercy and grace. Lord, I thank you that you're a God that your mercy is renewed every single day, Lord. I thank you that you love us and that we're your children. And even though we mess up, you're always there to pick us up. You're always there to hold out your helping hand, Lord. So today I pray that you will give us a word that will help strengthen us, that will encourage us, God. I know some of us are sad during these times, or some of us just feel heavy. So I pray for a word, God, that will uplift, a word that will encourage, a word that will forever change us. I pray that we're changed for your glory. We pray these things by faith in you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. The scripture this morning comes out of the book of Acts. Acts chapter 3, verse 1. Acts chapter 3, verse 1. This is the story where there's a lame man, and definitely love when Peter and John are going up to pray. So let's jump right in, and once again, I hope everybody had a great Christmas. Christmas has passed, and now we're about to enter the new year, and man, it's just flying so fast. And I think a word from the Lord would be to slow down, especially for myself, to slow down and enjoy some of the quote-unquote simple things, to slow down and enjoy some of the things in life that if we're not careful, we'll look for the next greatest thing. We'll look for the next greatest event, or, you know, start planning, and we don't take the time to really focus on some of the things that are right before us. So I want to encourage you. Yes, I love to look forward to things. Yes, I love to anticipate things, but I promise you, I talk to Joshua all the time. He'll get so fixated on the something he's looking forward to, or something that he desires, that he's not enjoying the moment. When we open a gift, when we experience something from the Lord, make sure we take the time to show our appreciation, the time to sit there and just be with God and have that experience. Because if we're always looking forward, we'll never enjoy the present. So Acts chapter 3, verse 1. I know New Year's coming up. A lot of us make New Year's resolutions. I think there's absolutely nothing wrong with a New Year's resolution, as long as we do it, I believe, God's way. So that's what I'm going to talk about this morning. Acts chapter 3, verse 1, the Bible says, "Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who entered the temple." I want to stop right there and proclaim that I believe every one of us have been like this man, lame, and allowing others to carry us. Every one of us have been stuck. Every one of us have been in a predicament that we were asking God for help, and we knew God and God alone was the only one that could get us out of it. You see, when I think about these people carrying this man, even today on a stretcher or whatever it may be, it wasn't a comfortable journey. But back then, especially when they were carrying this man on some type of bed, it had to be a bumpy road. It had to be uncomfortable for the man. He had to be in a position that he was experiencing some bumps, even possibly some drops, even possibly some situations where he maybe got injured because they let him down. But it didn't stop this man from being willing to be carried to the temple, the Bible says, every single day. A lot of us, myself included, could learn from this man that sometimes we need others around us to show strength, and we are allowed to show our weakness. Sometimes when we're stuck, we need our brothers and sisters in Christ around us to quote unquote carry us to God. It's okay to show your weakness to those that you trust. It's okay to show that you're stuck to God. It's okay to be honest with God, because God already knows. You see, some of the weakest people I've ever met in my life, and I've done it myself many, many times, is when I try to express, or I try to show that I'm strong when I'm really weak, because I'm scared of what someone may think of me. I'm scared of the opinions of other people. I'm nervous that somebody may think that I'm not as strong as I should be, or I don't have, or I can't do, or whatever it may be. And when I get focused on that, I instantly realize that I'm more focused on what other people think of me than I am getting a healing or getting deliverance or getting a breakthrough that I need. You see, this man carried to the temple daily a lot of times can encourage you and me, because at least he was willing to be carried. At least he was willing to try to make a change. At least he was willing to try to get money. At least he was willing to try to do something that would provide for him and maybe even his family. You see, a lot of us, we're so proud that we won't allow others around us to help us. We're so proud, we're so convinced in our own minds that we think that, listen, if me and God can't do it alone, then it can't happen any other way. But I believe this story in the Bible is there to show us that, listen, it's okay to be stuck. It's okay to be carried. It's okay to not have everything people think you should have. It's okay to have a weakness. It's okay to be real. And as we're making our New Year's resolutions, I want to encourage you to make some resolutions, to be determined within yourself to do some things that are realistic. If I'm 230 pounds, I do not think it's realistic I can be 180 by February. But it's realistic I could be 220. You see, I believe God wants us to take small steps, and then we can take big steps, and then we can take leaps and bounds. Can God take us from the beginning to do leaps and bounds? Absolutely. But sometimes, according to Scripture, he wants to take and build upon precept, line upon line. He wants us to be willing to grow. He wants us to show us growth so that can encourage our faith. So as this man was brought to the temple daily, it was not a comfortable journey. It wasn't something that he was just riding on the back of a RV or RV, Lord have mercy. He was riding on the back of a side-by-side, or he was riding on the back of a horse or whatever it may be. The Bible says that they carried him. And I don't know about you, but anytime I've ever moved furniture, which I am not available for in case anybody needs, it's not been the smoothest trips. It's not been the smoothest situations. One person's taller than the next. Like, you could take Coach Pardee, he's a small man. I'm a very tall man. So it's hard for us to carry things because the weight's uneven. No doubt when these men were carrying this man, it was uneven. It was bumpy. It was not a short journey, but still they were willing to do it, and the man was willing to be carried. I think we can learn a lot from that. In verse 3, who seeing Peter and John, this is the man that was lame, who seeing Peter and John about to go in the temple, ask for alms. Verse 4, and fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, look at us. Why do you think Peter said, look at us? I believe that Peter was telling the man, listen, get your attention off everything else and focus on something. Focus on me, because God's about to use me to bring you deliverance. I know I can learn from that word, just that word alone, is when Peter told the man that was stuck, the man that was lame, the man that was broken, look at me. How many of us this morning could learn and get great blessings if we'll stop looking at everything around us and look at God? If we'll look at Jesus, if we'll look at our risen Savior, instead of looking what Jimmy and Samantha and whoever got for Christmas, or were able to give their kids for Christmas. What if we looked at Jesus and said, Jesus, you be the one to judge what I'm doing. Jesus, you be the one that tells me my worth, not what Nike or Reebok or Adidas or whatever it may be says. You be the one that tells me how I should look. You be the one that tells me how I should feel, how I should love, how I should forgive. Because I promise you, more than anything this morning, if you hear nothing else I say, brothers and sisters, the world is telling our children, our grandchildren, our kids, or whomever it may be, and the world is telling you and me this morning how we should feel. The world is telling us what is important or what should be important. The world is telling us what we should have to feel happy, what we should have to feel successful, what we should have to feel accomplished. But I want to give you good news this morning. If you have the King of Kings on the inside of your heart, you have absolutely everything that you need to feel whole. You have everything that you need to feel happy, to feel content, to feel loved, to feel forgiven. That right there, brothers and sisters, we spend millions and millions of dollars in the United States of America trying to feel whole, trying to feel accomplished, trying to make sure people around us think that we're successful, when all we have to do is take our eyes and focus them on the risen Savior. It fixes everything. It's absolutely amazing. You could tell me any problem you have, and I can tell you to look to the one that spoke and the moon was created, that spoke and the sun was created, that spoke and the waters were divided. I can tell you to look at him, and he alone can fix every single thing that you're facing. We use drugs to try to make ourselves feel whole. We use money to try to make ourselves feel better about different situations. We use all these things when Jesus is telling us this morning, listen, look unto me, the author and finisher of your faith. Look unto me. I've started a good work in you. If you'll trust me, I'll not stop it until the day of redemption. Brothers and sisters, this morning, just like Peter told this lame, this stuck man to look at him, I believe God's telling us, listen, I know you're hurting. I know you're going through, but look to me. Focus on me. Give me your attention. Give me your hope. Give me your faith and watch what I'll do with it. I'm telling you, this lame man, he wasn't comfortable. Don't just read the story and think that, oh, it was a smooth trip there. I promise you, this man was facing adversity more than his lameness, more than his sickness, more than his being broken in the natural. I believe his spirit was broken. Could you imagine every day of your life asking men and women for money? Could you imagine laying there in complete embarrassment, in complete being lost, having absolutely no hope, but maybe enough money to make it through the day? But when Peter told this man, he said, listen, look at us. Verse 5 says, so he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Verse 6, then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Brothers and sisters, this morning, think about this lame man, this man that was stuck in this position. No doubt, many days before this, he had heard about a lame man getting up. He had heard about a boy being raised from the dead. He had heard about a demoniac being made in his right mind. Even back then, definitely nowadays, we're all about the gossip. But back then, people would come to the temple and they would explain the good news. Jesus told a lot of them that he healed. Listen, go offer the sacrifice that Moses told you to. So they would go to the temple and offer these great sacrifices to testify of what God had done for them. This lame man had heard about this man, no doubt making a stir around the city and the cities nearby, that he was healing all these people, but all of a sudden this man was crucified. I believe this lame man lost all hope because he knew there was a man that could take care of him. There was a man that could make a difference in his life, but that man was crucified. That man was crucified. He was beaten. The Bible says that he gave up the ghost and that he was buried. So I believe this lame man, the only thing that he possibly had hope for was for a little money to make it through the day. Was for a little money to get some bread, to get some supplies, to get whatever he may need, because this Jesus of Nazareth had already been crucified and he was dead. I believe the man had lost all hope. Well, but when Peter looked at him and said, listen, silver and gold have I none, but what I do have, I'll give unto you. And Peter said, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Think about this. This man, this lame man thought that Jesus was dead. He thought that all hope was gone, but Peter was telling this man, listen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In other words, in the name of someone that you thought was dead, in the name of somebody you thought that didn't have the victory but has the victory, in the name of something that's been brought back to life, I tell you to rise up and walk. How many of us this morning, brothers and sisters, there's something in our lives that we thought was dead, but God has the power to resurrect? How many of us this morning or this afternoon, there's something in our life that we thought God had taken away or the enemy had taken away, but God himself is the one that's going to bring it back? I have good news for you this morning. The same way that Peter told this man, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up, get out of your stuckness, get out of your lameness, get out of your sickness. I'm telling you this morning, God can call us out of that addiction. God can call us out of that infirmity. God can call us out of those ways that we think that are not healthy. God can call us out of the ways that we've tried again and again to do it our way. But this morning, God is saying, focus on me, and in my name, I'll get you out of that situation. In closing this morning, how can Jesus possibly get us out of a dead situation? How can God possibly heal us from lameness? How can God possibly get us unstuck? And the Bible is very, very clear, because he did it first. Jesus was crucified. He was dead, but on the third day, he got out of that grave. And this morning, I believe more than anything else, Jesus is telling us, listen, I can fix you because I fixed myself. I can make you alive again. I can give you hope again. I can restore you because I've been restored, because I've been made alive again. The Father gives me anything that I ask of him. And I believe the desire of Jesus's heart this morning is to make something in our lives that's been uncomfortable, or it's been uneasy, or it's been dead, or it's been taken away from us, for God to bring people back into our lives or to get people out of our lives. Brother and sisters, this morning I believe Jesus is looking at you and me and saying, rise up, take my hand, and let's go for a walk. I believe there's a hope this morning. I believe that this man that's been uncomfortable, this man that's been beaten down, he's been ridiculed, he's had everything done to him, probably spat upon, looked at with disgrace, looked at with all sorts of disdain. This man was willing to take the right hand of Peter, the Bible says, and he was willing to get up, and the Bible says immediately he sprang forth and began to leap. The man, I don't believe, tested to make sure his ankle bones were strong. The man didn't make sure that this Jesus Christ really was alive again. He believed the word of the man of God. And because he believed that word in his heart, I believe his life was never again the same. He was able to leap. He wasn't stuck anymore. He wasn't doing things his own way anymore. He could provide for him and his family because God had performed a miracle in his life. Brothers and sisters, as we're about to enter 2024, I want to encourage you that we do not have to do it the same way we've always done it. The definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. We can do something a different way. We can do something with God, and I promise you, we can leap. And it doesn't matter if me leaping around looks like baby steps to Brother Kevin, because I'm leaping in my heart. It doesn't matter if I think Brother Kevin should do it a certain kind of way or whatever I may think. It's between him and God. And I pray and I ask God that God will allow him to leap with joy and happiness and blessings this 2024. You see, God this morning wants to give us hope. He wants us to know that it's okay we've been stuck. It's okay we've tried it our way hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of times. God is a God that's there to restore and to redeem us. And I thank God that sometimes I feel like this lame man. Sometimes the trip's not comfortable. Sometimes I feel broken. Sometimes I feel beat up. Sometimes I feel detested. Sometimes I feel like all hope is gone. But immediately when I feel like that, if I choose to focus on the one that created it all, everything has to change. The woman at the well, when she met Jesus, everything changed. When the young boy was dead and Jesus told him, arise, get up, everything changed. When Paul was on the road to Damascus and Jesus came and spoke to him, everything changed. Brothers and sisters, this morning, there is one experience that you can have with God and everything has to change. Let's pray. I thank you this morning, God. I thank you for everything that you've done in our life, Lord, that God, we're willing to say, yes, we felt like the lame man. Some of us even right now may feel like the lame man. We feel stuck, broken, disrespected, whatever it may be, but I thank you this morning that you're telling us to get up. God, I thank you that get up to spring forth is an action. It's an action because our faith should be a faith of action, Lord. So this morning, Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters that are stuck or lame or doing the same thing over and over because, God, you know I've done it many times. And I thank you this morning, and I pray for a boldness on the inside of them. I pray for them to be encouraged like never before, God. I pray that you will continue to give them the desires of their heart. I pray that you will show them exactly who you are. And I loose angels all around my brothers and sisters, God. I speak against the enemy, and I proclaim that in 2024, God, that we will come forth in a new boldness, encouraged like never before. God, I thank you that Peter told that man to get up. And God, I thank you that you're telling us to get up. And God, this morning, I even want to take a moment to pray for Brother Kevin. God, I pray for every time that he's sowed into people that nobody knows but him and you. And God, this morning, I pray a special prayer for him. I pray that in 2024, God, you will make every crooked path straight. I pray that you will grow the business, God, but not grow it where he's frustrated. I pray that you grow it where he's full of peace and rest, Lord. And God, I pray that something that was dead in his life, something that maybe, God, had been overlooked, I pray that you resurrected, God, as a sign to him of your love, as a sign to him that, God, that you're blessing him for every seed that he sows. And God, I pray that you will bless him and bless his family, give him health and strength. And God, by faith, we pray these things. We believe these things because of your goodness, your mercy, your love. We pray these things because of the blood of Jesus, that God, you look at us as if we're your sons and daughters. By faith, we pray these things done in Jesus' name. Amen.